Seventh Street by Lee Faust. Oh yeah, this one time, we were all sitting in the Jack in the Box on Market Street in the heart of the Tenderloin at a little after midnight on a Sunday, after we'd drunk and talked ourselves hungry from an afternoon hanging around 86 playing music. We were crowded into a booth, the four of us, Devin, Eric, Adrian, and I. This was when we'd first formed the band, before Lee had joined, and Eric had come by just to hear what we were doing. We got our food, we spread a lot of different burgers and a couple of orders of fries and some drinks out on the table. Each one of us started grabbing whichever burgers we thought sounded good, and I spread a bag out flat on the table and poured all the little bags of fries together onto it. Then I pushed the mound of fries into the center of the table and took some drink lids and filled one with ketchup and one with mustard and ketchup, which is what I like on my fries. "Who wants one with everything?" Adrian asked. And I was about to say, "Send it on down here," when this old guy, sitting all alone in a booth over next to the windows on the 7th Street side, fell down dead right out of his seat. I mean, there he was, huddled in his booth, looking through the windows suspiciously, watching the people walk by when, quietly, without any fuss or anything, he just let go of himself and let it all fly out of him. He tilted first to one side, which is when I noticed him, and I thought it was only a drunk passing out, and his eyes were still open, gleaming under all the bright fast food orange, and he started going down, his body tumbling over out of his seat and into the aisle. I mean, he was limp and drifting for a second, and then gained speed as he fell, coming down face first onto those cold and dirty tiles, his head rolling back and forth a couple of times after he'd hit the floor. But the weird part was how absolutely absurd the whole thing seemed. I mean, nobody did anything about it for a while. Everybody expected the guy to get up and stagger out onto the street, or at least to climb back up onto his chair. But he was dead. He lay there, dead, and nobody knew what to do with him. Finally, somebody went up and shook him, tried to feel for a pulse, and a kid from behind the counter came over and there was a lot of whispering and shit and, oh, was a big fucking deal now. Like a war or a movie or something. And everybody wanted to get in on it, no matter how grisly and fucked up it got. So the manager appears, pushing his way through the civilians and ordering his teenage help around very seriously. Of course, by now, they'd all come out from behind the counter to get an eyeful. Obviously, this guy thought he was taking things firmly in hand, you know, showing grace under pressure and all that. An ambulance eventually comes. No lights on or sirens or anything. They cover the old guy up, put him in a body bag, on a stretcher, and then wheel him away. Too fucking late. We sat in our booth, eating our crappy food, and watched the whole stupid scene unfold. We got pretty restless, finally, to get moving again. But Devin, he had to stay and see everything through to the end. Adrian and I started making jokes about it after a while, but Devin was still staring at the mob gathered around the corpse, and at the table where the old guy had been sitting, kinda stunned. "I've never seen anyone actually dead before," he said. I guess it kind of amazed the guy. After they got the body taken away, we went back over to 86 because it was late and we couldn't think of anywhere else to go and had no money to go there anyway. Devin grabbed his pastels and a huge pad and he started drawing the old man stretched out on the orange floor tiles with the looming windows of 7th Street and the Jack in the Box sign grinning over the whole scene, looking a little like Ronald Reagan. Devin usually stayed up on speed longer than the rest of us, and he kept on drawing, not drinking anymore, while we split what was left of the bottle of gin that we'd bought before practice and found spots around the room to, more or less, pass out. When we woke up, there was this pastel drawing on the wall of the three of us sleeping, splayed out all over the place, as seen from Devin's loft bed above. We all felt like hell, and in the picture, we pretty much looked like corpses. "You gotta get it together, Devin," I told him, but he didn't crash until late the next afternoon, sleeping all through the day after that.